Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. Annie Cyrus is still on the program with us. So I wanted to give Annie the rest of this 4 minutes so she can complete her thought there. Annie, thank you for staying on hold with us. I'll let you take it away.
Absolutely. So yes, clean up your neighborhood. Do not fund stores, any kind of store that is supporting halal certification. Leave your churches. If your church is involved with interfaith dialogue, leave it. You're funding that church. Leave that church, find another church, or find an online church if has to be. Do not fund a church that is giving you away, that is giving into the phony and fake Jesus of Islam because they want to keep their status and collect donations. Last but not least, remember, there is no such a thing as Islamophobia. In America, we are not Islamophobes. We are suffering from Islamic trauma. Reacting to trauma based on facts on hand is not a crime. It's not a discrimination. It's not racism. Stop letting these labels carry on the mission through your neighborhoods.
Yeah. Well, Annie Cyrus, that's great advice for the American people to follow through with. And again, just to remind our audience, you do an incredible job at explaining all of this. And there's not many sources that I trust in regards to the information that's coming in from off the ground in Iran, but you have a great way of sifting through it to feed us the most accurate information. So folks at home right now, if you'd like to support her great work as an independent journalist, you could do just that by heading over right now to liveuptofreedom.substack.com and become a subscriber to her work. If you'd like to purchase her book as well, it's over at liveuptofreedom.com, and you'll grab yourself a copy there as well. Annie Cyrus, thank you. I'm sure we'll have you back on later this week because so much is happening in the region. So we look forward to having you back on the program.
My pleasure. Be safe.
You as well, my friend. You be safe too. All right, folks, we got a lot more happening here in just a few moments. I wanted to also talk to an expert in regards to the cyber threat that we are currently facing right now. Now, I've spoken to experts throughout the entire weekend, those who are still working for the federal government and those who have left the federal government. And they are the ones who are sounding the alarms on the cyber threat that we face here in the homeland. Taylor Hathorn is going to be joining the program in just a little bit. She is an incredible national security specialist and expert on the issue. And we look forward to having her on the program in about 4 minutes. So we look forward to that. We've also got a lot more to dive into in regards to the threat in the homeland as well. And then I've got some other stories to make sure we catch you up on. And folks, later on the show, too, I want to hear directly from our audience, specifically, though, from our veterans, because I want to hear from you as to how you feel about the press conference that was held today at the Pentagon. What were your thoughts on that? What were your thoughts on President Trump's strikes over the weekend, obviously, in Iran as well? So we'll be taking your calls later in the program as well. But I want to specifically have the first callers that call on the wave of callers be veterans only. So the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you are a veteran, please call in. We're going to have you wait on hold for a little bit longer. It probably won't be another maybe 45 minutes before we get to callers on those lines. But I want to hear from them because you guys know better than anyone else. I am not an expert on the matter, but you guys all are. And we look forward to hearing your input as to what's going on within the Pentagon right now, that press conference that was held, as well as President Trump's actions over the weekend. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com because we still have our BOGO sale and is going on right this very second over at the alexjonesstore.com. Again, when you buy, you're going to get a free bottle of sea moss or the Shilajit gummies with every creatine powder that is purchased right now. Now, that's going to end today, so you got to jump in on that sale right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. We also have 25% off t-shirts, hats, and hoodies, and that's going on until Wednesday as well. So if you're heading on over to the shop, now is the best time to grab these items and stock them up in your cart. And of course, when you support us over at thealexjonesstore.com, you're helping us stay in this fight, and we greatly appreciate you for doing just that. All right, more underway in regards to the cyber threats in just a moment.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waking up America one narrative at a time. Brianna Morello is live on the American Journal right now on band.video and x.com.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. We're trying to dive into everything in regards to what we saw unravel over the weekend in Iran, here in the United States as well, with that terror attack in Austin. And we're trying to prepare our audience for what potentially is looming, the looming threat that is now underway. As many of you guys heard, we heard from the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, who says we are prepared for any potential sleeper cells that might pop up here on the homeland, of course, that coming again directly from the Secretary of War. But it's something that we all have our eyes on. But, you know, over the weekend, I'm calling around and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, what should we be warning our audience about. And the main issue that all my friends who are former counterintelligence experts was telling me about was the cyber threat. As many of you guys know, Iran is pretty well-versed on how to launch cyber attacks, and that was something that everyone was trying to put on my radar. According to publicly sourced information, they describe Iran as a top of the second tier when it comes to these global cyber attacks. So this was obviously something that had my ears perking up, and I was very interested in learning more about. I'm sure you all are as well. So joining me right now to discuss is Taylor Hathorn. She is the National Security Fellow at Independent Women and an Iranian Fellow at the Hamlet, a Society of Public Interest Fellowship. She joins me now to kind of walk our audience through all of this. And Taylor, it's an honor to have you in the program today because, you know, a lot of people are deeply concerned about this. I was hearing from sources that this is one of the big threats that Americans need to look out for and they need to stockpile and prepare for because this is something that Iran is very, very well versed on. So can you kind of walk our audience through this? How concerned are you personally in regards to a possible cyber attack that could be unleashed on us by Iran?
Yeah, I spent many years at the Department of Justice in the cybersecurity division as a contractor, and I can tell you that Iran is very prevalent in the cybersecurity space, but they're not the most prevalent, right? So you've still got China, you've still got Russia, who are completely involved and really responsible for the majority of the attacks, primarily China. But what you see happen with Iran, they really target our lack of cybersecurity awareness in this country, right? So like you'll see, I talked to my grandpa over the weekend. We were watching these like videos on YouTube and he pulled up this one and it was like this like clearly AI video, right? And I was like, Papa, that is AI. And he was like, no. And if I click on it, you know, I can buy all of this stuff. And so I think that it's not just my grandfather. You know, it's people around the United States that don't understand cybersecurity awareness and cybersecurity infrastructure in this nation. And the sad reality is that the people who work in our government and in our banks and in our healthcare systems are not immune to that either. I mean, how many times have any of us gotten a cybersecurity alert to do a training and we're just like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. But it's really important that you pay attention to those things so that you don't let someone like an adversary like Iran into the back door of your system.
Yeah, we've seen this time and time again, these types of things that you're describing being carried out. And I think that's extremely concerning for so many Americans. And, you know, the thing that everyone was trying to put on my radar over the weekend was trying to drill home the point that potentially infrastructure sectors are extremely vulnerable right now. Energy and water systems are one of the things that could possibly be carried out by the Iranian regime as well. What do you know in regards to that? Give us a little background as to how severe that threat could possibly be.
I mean, our infrastructure in the United States is atrocious. It was absolutely untouched the last 4 years under the Biden administration. Look at the bridge that fell outside of Baltimore in Maryland. Look at the giant Poop-tomic crisis that's happening outside of Washington, D.C. right now that the national legacy media refuses to cover, which is the largest a human waste spill on record. And so we don't even need a cybersecurity attack to affect our infrastructure and to point out how terrible the infrastructure of this country is. We have got to invest in infrastructure. And what that means to me is starting to make sure that we put a highlight and a primer on these jobs that protect these manufacturing jobs, that put a focus on the importance of having, you know, strong welders and strong plumbers and strong electricians, because for too long we've put a highlight on the fact that we need, you know, liberal studies majors in this country, and we need people to major in these degrees that do absolutely nothing to promote the safety and security of this nation. And so I think that we need more people involved in infrastructure, the physical infrastructure development, but we also need continued infrastructure development in our cybersecurity. I have said for the longest time that I think that the way that most of these attacks are going to happen, that are going to affect America the most, is when these adversaries get into our lower level networks and they work their way up the chain. So it is really hard, for example, to break into CISA's network or the NSA or DOW. It's very, very hard to break into those. It is not hard to break into a local water municipality or a local dam municipality or a local power municipality and shut off the access that maybe funds our bases, you know, in those states and cities. And so we've really got to look at those lower level outliers that are at the greatest risk right now. But luckily for most Americans, Iran primarily focuses on ransomware attacks. And so what does that mean for the average American? It really means that they will break into your system and do a denial of service and make you pay for an amount of money to get back into the system. And so you think for like major banks, well, what's the big deal about that? They have infrastructure. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world. So if you want to know where Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis and the Shia militias are getting their money from, it's through American dollars, through these ransomware attacks. And so Americans really have to be prevalent, and your institutions and your banks and your health insurance companies owe it to you to make sure that these cybersecurity attacks don't occur.
Yeah, and that's a big problem too. The private sector has to step it up a notch right now to make sure that these are secure methods that they're currently using. You know, you mentioned the water systems obviously being something that they possibly could. What would that attack, what would that look like if they were able to get into those systems? What would be the worst case scenario? What would be, you know, just what's the possibilities, I should say? I don't want to fearmonger too much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really love to fearmonger, because like the fearmongering, I could say the worst case scenario, you're looking at Armageddon, but that's not really reality here. Mm-hmm. What reality is they break into and they pick line by line out of these networks, and they kind of like burrow their way into the network, and then they maintain a low level presence there until it is time to escalate and do a denial of service attack. And so, I mean, but really anyone who's involved in cybersecurity or who's concerned about cybersecurity knows that they could shut down systems, but where they are good at this, the United States is a lot better. Our private sector is incredible. Our government sector, CISA, is really, really good at their job. The zero trust infrastructure and zero trust model that we're setting up throughout the United States infrastructure, it works on a federal level. And I strongly recommend for the states and local municipalities to start adopting some of those same principles, where you don't trust bad actors to get into your systems. And if they do get into your systems, you lock them in one space so that they can't move to the next, to the next, to the next, which is really, really important when we're looking at the concept of zero trust and why that matters.
Yeah, no, that is really important. And, you know, you're bringing up CISA, and I want to remind our audience right now that DHS is in a partial shutdown as of right now. In fact, there's a funding issue there. And, you know, I know the secretary, Kristi Noem, has been advocating for, you know, the federal government to go back to funding them. What do you think in regards to all of that? Because, again, it's not really affecting them as of right now, even though we're a couple of weeks into all of this. It's not truly affecting us. They've been able to pull in a lot of the FEMA funds as well to kind of cover a lot of these expenses. But is there any avenue, or is there any, I guess I should say, is there anything that you're deeply concerned about in regards to CISA in this partial shutdown?
Well, you and I were talking about this last night with the shooting that happened at the bar outside of Austin. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that that for sure would have been curtailed if DHS had all of their funding. But as an American citizen and as a taxpayer, I wondered, could it have been if we had one more person in a seat monitoring, two more people? And so what has to happen in order for the Democrats to say, okay, we'll make sure that the Department of Homeland Security is funded, and they know that ICE is funded anyway right now. And so this is really just an opportunity for the left to milk every ounce of political goodwill that they have in order to affect the midterms. But I'm deeply concerned about DHS being closed right now, especially during a time with heightened terrorist threats throughout the United States and the world. I strongly recommend that Congress does its job and reopens the federal government to its full capacity.
Yeah, well, we're hoping for that. And I'm trying to remind Americans that it's going on right now. And it's so unfortunate. I know Noem has obviously, she's not getting paid, and members on her team aren't getting paid. And they're trying to find funds to shift over to make sure our federal agents are receiving a paycheck. But a lot of people are going to have to shift over to taking out loans that accrue interest. And it's just not fair to keep doing this to those who are putting themselves on the front lines in all of this. So there's that as well. Before you go, Taylor, I wanted to get your take on this. What can the American people right now do to protect themselves from potential cyber attacks? Obviously, we just talked about the private sector a bit, and obviously the water and energy infrastructures itself. But what can we do to prepare ourselves?
I mean, don't ignore your iPhone and don't ignore your Android when it says, to change your password. I would regularly change your passwords. I would make sure that you're not using your dog's name or your child's name or any, easily identifying password for friends, and maybe don't have all of your banks have the same passwords. I mean, this is basic cybersecurity awareness. And I think most people, most average Americans think, well, Iran doesn't care about the $10,000 or $2,000 I have in my bank account. No, they really don't, but they care about the infrastructure of JP Morgan or Bank of America overall. And if they can get in through your back door and make sure that they follow their way up the chain, then we're at serious risk as a whole. So, cybersecurity is everyone's business, it's everyone's problem. And just make sure that you're protecting yourself and that you're being smart with your data.
Yeah, and I think it's really, really important for Americans to understand. And it's an honor to have you in the program to kind of break that all down for us, because I think that's one of the areas that a lot of these networks are missing right now is the cyber threat that's possibly looming. And so this is great information for our audience to be armed with. Taylor Hathorn, thank you so much for joining us today. It's incredible to hear this from you, and especially because you are an expert on the subject matter. So we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, we're shifting our attention a bit, and I want to keep drilling home the point in all of this, and that point being that, yeah, we are at risk. I've been talking about this for quite some time now. I've been trying to warn the American people that we've got a massive issue underway right now. We are vulnerable. I mean, the last 4 years under the Biden administration, we've had open borders, and so many unknown individuals have poured into this country. And it's been absolutely heartbreaking to see happen. We've been covering these stories for 4+ years now. And we're starting to feel like we're just sitting ducks at this point. It's not meant to be a fear-mongering tactic. It's meant to prepare you for what might potentially happen. Now, I have a great friend who I usually turn to for advice on subject matters like this. His name is George Hill. He's an FBI whistleblower. But the reason why George Hill is so important to me is George Hill was the whistleblower who came forward and reported Bank of America, I believe it was, for handing over the records, the financial records of January 6 attendees, people who weren't accused of committing crimes. They handed over their bank and financial records without subpoenas. And so George Hill earned a lot of credibility in my eyes when he came forward and blew the whistle on just that. So I turned to him when I want to hear the very latest as to what I need to be up to date on, what I need to be warning my people, my audience of. And he did just that in clip 5. Take a listen.
As we watch the news coverage of the U.S. and Israeli forces going into Iran, it seems eerily reminiscent of when the Israelis responded after the October 7th attack in Israel. This is not when we went into Iraq the
Thank
first
you.
time, not when we went into Iraq the second time. This is not Afghanistan. This is not the Maduro raid or capturing Soleimani or killing Soleimani. There could be repercussions here in this country. So a couple of things: you should have at least $500 cash on hand. at least 3 days of food and water in your house so that you don't have to go out, at least 3/4 of a tank of gas in your vehicle, and know that there is a good chance that the Iranians may disrupt cell and cyber internet activities here in this country, which would bring down point of sales terminals, which means that all transactions would have to be via cash. And even that might stop for a while, which is why you should have some food and water in the house. But I would think that we should be prepared for some degree of discomfort in this country. This is not like it was the first couple of times. If we are to believe what we were told through two administrations, that there are maybe hundreds, if not thousands, of operatives that came across the border during the Biden administration. If that's true, there could be some discomfort in an otherwise comfortable American life.
All right, that's George Hill, my very trusted source. FBI whistleblower has come forward to save the American people. And that's the advice he has for all of you at home. He's exclusively giving that to us, of course, because he wants you to be prepared. And obviously, there's many fronts in all of this. Now, for months now, I've been asking the questions in regards to how many of these sleeper cells have we tossed out of our country. We know, we've been able to confirm that there have been thousands of individuals who have been labeled by our own federal government as known or suspected terrorists released into the country. The Biden regime, when it was their time when they were running DHS, had no problem admitting that to the American people. But since then, things have changed, and they're not doing that anymore. Well, I should say, obviously, because he's no longer occupying the White House. But we have a new change in everything. And right now, this current administration is supposed to be going out there and capturing these individuals that were released into the country. And this is the big problem here, right? This is what the Biden regime knew. They knew to flood our system with sex offenders, suspected and known terrorists, murderers, and then bring in millions of other people who, according to Democrats, they'll tell you, oh, they're not criminals, even though they illegally came into our country. They'll claim that they're not criminals, but they have completely flooded the system. So I wanted to know, before we unleash these attacks on Iran, how many of these known or suspected terrorists have we captured? Now, we played the clip for you earlier in the show, and it was a clip that said specifically from Joe Kent, who's done an incredible job at leading the efforts on all of this and has been trying to sound the alarms on the issue, saying that we know of at least 18,000 that were released into the country, and that's what we know of, so the number could be significantly higher. But when I asked DHS for the breakdown, they actually did provide me with the numbers. They claimed to me that ICE has arrested 1,416 known or suspected terrorists. That's 1,000, by the way. And has apparently removed a little over 1,300 individuals from the United States from that group. So again, that's a lot. But then there's another number that they threw my way. And I asked them to kind of explain this breakdown, and they haven't yet responded. But they said that ICE has arrested over 43,000 potential national security risks that were released into the country. Now, this is, according to them, under President Trump's first year in the White House. So that means if you look at the numbers that we just have currently, and you're just going based off of what we know, that so far, DHS have only been able to round up about 7.8% of the individuals that they deem as known or suspected terrorists. So again, the margins are very significant that there's possibly a looming threat here in the United States. And it's very, very important that we alert you to that, not because we believe in fear mongering, but because we're trying to keep our eye on all of this. Now, as many of you guys know, I'm friends with Amy Mech. She has an incredible job over at the RARE Foundation, going through a lot of these publicly available, there's like seminars and other speaking events that go on, and she watches them with her team, and they put together all of this information so you know exactly what's going on here. And again, it's not fear-mongering if you live in places like Texas. Texas, over the last few years, has seen hundreds of mosques pop up all over the place. Specifically, though, about 330 mosques have popped up in Texas. Now, that's significantly high, and you're probably wondering why or how is that even possible, and so are the rest of us. I mean, we don't know how that is even possible, but apparently it is. You know, sadly, we have a bunch of cowards who didn't want to weigh on this issue. I'm talking about the rhinos, because Texas still, on paper, is a red state. And so you'd think that Republicans would understand the issue. But Greg Abbott's now getting involved. And I want to emphasize this. He is just now getting involved. This has been an ongoing issue. And I've been trying to alert top officials throughout the federal government about this issue. And sadly, so many, even our lawmakers, have absolutely no idea on the subject matter as to what's going on in all of this. So when I tell them what's happening, they don't seem to understand. They don't seem to understand. And it's very, very alarming, very, very alarming that they don't seem to catch on to this. Now, again, folks, I'm going to remind you, these same individuals, by the way, on the federal level, at least, have decided to, and this is just mind-blowing to me, how they only, and we're told that DHS was necessary, of course, the Patriot Act and other things that came about, but we were told that DHS was necessary for this country's livelihood, for our safety and security. And so they created DHS and all the other entities underneath it. And then we watched as Republicans negotiated a budget that didn't actually fully fund DHS. It only partially funded DHS, and DHS was going to be on its own to continue the funding. So if DHS is truly a necessity for the American people, then why would Republicans not fully fund it and allow Democrats to hold it hostage? And that's what's underway right now. There are certain entities or certain elements to DHS that are not receiving funding. Now, we're told that Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to potentially hold a vote on this later this week. But again, why would you launch these attacks if you weren't 100% prepared? Makes you wonder. Folks, in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. We have an incredible sale going on for just a couple more hours. It's BOGO on one of your favorite items. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I got more to discuss in just a bit. Don't go anywhere.
Lutnick, currently serving as the 41st United States Secretary of Commerce, joined Cantor Fitzgerald in 1983, rising rapidly to become its president and CEO at age 29, establishing himself as a prominent Wall Street figure for over three decades, rebuilding Cantor Fitzgerald after the devastating loss of 658 employees, including his brother, in the September 11th, 2001 attacks, an event he somehow missed.
Jeffrey Epstein was your neighbor. He was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right. So we are in number 11, and he lives in number 9.
The head of Cantor Fitzgerald, Harold Lutnick, just happened to be out of the office that day that the terrorists struck.
When I was talking to Cantor Fitzgerald brokers and bankers in the days leading up to 9/11, they themselves were buying these airline puts. They told me, based on rumors that were coming out of Alex Brown, associated with Buzzy Krongard. So this looks to me as if CIA insiders knew enough about what was going on, but chose to make money rather than blowing the whistle.
He literally watched the plane go into the building, into the World Trade Center. Amazing story. That alone is an amazing story. He was delayed because his wife insisted that he finally, after years, take his child to school.
Recently, taking the economic wheel on the Trump administration's second term, Lutnick publicly championed and defended the tariffs as essential for national security and economic rebalancing, dismissing concerns about their legality or economic fallout, calling worries about Supreme Court invalidation silly.
In the very unlikely event that you're wrong, what is the contingency plan? You'd have to refund these tariffs? How the hell does that work?
You know, to think about silly things is a waste of time.
The mechanism offered companies an upfront payment of 20 to 30% of the duties paid in exchange for assigning their legal claim to any refund, effectively a litigation finance.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality shillings. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Iron CMOS and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot happening over here. Obviously, we're tracking what's going on in Iran. And just moments ago, it looks like the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, spoke in regards to the attacks that were carried out over the weekend. Let's take a listen.
I've said for many years that they threaten not only Israel and not only America. They chant death to Israel, death to America. That's their ultimate target. But I said that they would also target those in between, that they would target Europe. They did. And if this regime, this terrorist regime of the kind we've never seen in the world, if they get nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them, ballistic missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles, they will threaten all of humanity. So we set out to protect ourselves, but in so doing, we protect many others. And I want to say special thanks to our great friend and a great leader of the world, Donald Trump, for joining us in this crucial effort to save the world.
Yeah, those are the claims being made by the Israeli Prime Minister. Folks, later on in the show, we're going to be taking your calls probably in about, I'd say we'll start diving into the call list in about 5 to 10 minutes. If you want to join the program, you're welcome to do just that. We want to hear from our veterans, though, first up on the call list. So if you're a vet and you want to sound off or talk about what's going on right now, you are the experts. We want to hear from you, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. 39 is the number to call into. We want to give you the opportunity to speak your piece and talk about what is actually underway right now. Now, many are obviously very upset here in the United States about what we saw be carried out. I mean, so many people did not want this to happen, and rightfully so. Although, you know, the Prime Minister of Israel for many, many years now has been outlining this looming threat that we in the United States and obviously for the rest of the world are dealing with potentially a nuclear threat in Iran, one that would be absolutely devastating. They haven't really presented any evidence of that. And this has been something that's been dragged on for years now. So many are wondering, well, why the heck now? Why was this weekend the weekend to carry this attack out? Well, it's not just us. Even individuals like Eric Prince are speaking out on the subject matter. And he's actually very, very critical, which you hear, well, you rarely kind of hear him talk about it like that. Let's listen to clip 7. All right, we're going to fix that and get right back to it in just a little bit. Looks like we're having a bit of an audio issue with that clip. But once it's up and ready, we'll bring it straight back to you. But folks, it's not just that. There are so many things going on all around the country right now that have a lot of people fired up, and rightfully so, because, again, when the American people voted for President Trump, we voted for no new wars. That was something that all of us pretty much were on board for, unless, of course, you're like Lindsey Graham or one of the other warmongers. It's been pretty infuriating to sit back and watch. And I've been trying to not insert my opinion in all of this and watch all the information comes out. But even after the press conference that we saw with Pete Hegseth over at the Secretary of War, he was leading this press conference and detailing what he is seeing right now. And it's obviously, well, they're not really giving us much in the way of information as to why this was so urgent to have carried out right now. We obviously know, we've heard the certain individuals like Benjamin Netanyahu tell us that Iran is a threat. And again, a lot of us just want to know, why was this so urgent to be carried out right now? The timeline, it seems to be an issue. DHS obviously dealing with the partial shutdown. We have over 90% of the sleeper cells that were let into the country by the Biden regime still here, according to the stats they've put out so far. So again, we've never been more vulnerable as a country. And we want to be prepared. I mean, that's the key issue here. I know, you know, I was on over the weekend with Alex. We were talking about all of this. It's not about creating a level of fear amongst the American people. It's about preparing them for what might actually happen. And the reality of it is yeah, you have every reason to want to know what might actually happen. Our federal government may have not had to carry this out. I don't think they did. I don't think there was any reason for this. We haven't seen a reason be issued to the American people. And so they continue to sit out here and tell us that Iran's a threat. But they've been a threat for years now. Four Americans so far have lost their lives, four U.S. service members. And there needs to be an explanation for that. You know, I listened to the president's remarks, and he's about to issue another round of remarks in about 22 minutes. We'll be taking that live once he does go live. But the president has, for quite some time now, issued a lot of warnings to Iran. And again, I understand that you have to be strong with Iran. I know Iran's obviously not an ally of ours, but we're getting swept in to what Israel wanted for quite some time. And I've been warning you all. We sat back and we watched as Benjamin Netanyahu just a couple of days ago made his way to the White House. And it was strange to me. And I told you it was strange because I saw him on the president's schedule, but we didn't see any photos. You and I both know whenever there's like a world leader that makes its way into the White House, I mean, you see a ton of videos, photos, but we didn't see that. And so right now, most Americans are sitting and standing by and are obviously very, very fearful as to what might come of all of this. Well, I usually turn to, you know, Charlie Kirk has a lot of great sound bites that he thankfully still has on the internet right now. And you know, he's someone who, it breaks my heart, obviously, that he's no longer with us, because he was a rational person, a very rational person, probably someone who would have talked President Trump off of the ledge in regards to striking Iran. How do we know this? Well, in clip 8, you're going to hear from him directly as to how he feels about potential regime change in Iran. Take a listen.
He's going to take out the Ayatollah. Oh, really? What comes next? What comes after regime change? Might be, oh, well, we need a small number of U.S. troops to support the new regime. We have seen this play before. Regime change, you have no idea how this is going to work out. You have no idea.
You have no idea. And that's the reality of it. folks. You have absolutely no idea how this regime change will go. And so, yes, we have every right to be concerned. It's not, from what we could see so far, it does not appear to be in America's best interest. Now, again, of course, they're just saying this is classified information, so they can't tell us about it. But the American people need answers. And we hope that President Trump in the next 20 minutes does begin to give us some answers, because we cannot sit here and listen to what we've heard before in the Bush era, that there was a threat and that we had to strike. I think that's really important that we understand what exactly is going on here. All right, let's get to some callers. Let's get to some callers. I want to hear from our vets, of course. I told you all to call in if you're a veteran and you'd like to discuss this issue. You are the ones I want to hear about. I want to hear your opinions. Again, the number's on your screen right now. 877-789-2539 is the number to call into. Let's get to our first caller, Neil in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show.
Hey, ma'am, can you hear me okay?
I can. Welcome to the program.
Ma'am, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I'm a former paratrooper from 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the United States Army, 82nd Airborne Division. I was a supply logistics specialist in the United States Army. I handled supply. I made sure that infantrymen had every bit of gear they needed to fight in a combat situation, from motors to weapons parts, the whole nine yards. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to listen to me carefully. Right now, as we speak, logistics is what you need to look at. Logistics is what wins wars. You need to be stocking up on not just food and water, but intel, medical, down to the last box of acetaminophen. You need to keep a Bible, a ranger handbook, a sniper's hand manual, any and all first aid and bushcraft books you can get your hands on. You need to get your hands on comms, such as sat phones, Bofang radios, a spare cell phone, solar power bank, tablet, laptop, batteries, Faraday cage. You need to stock up on gas, wood, ammo, weapons, bows and blades included. High-content alcohol, clear liquor, which will help clean wounds in a very emergency situation. Look up what goes in an IFAC. Check out Bear Independent Medical, One Shepherd, Badlands Tactical. Sit down and listen to vets and ask questions. Vets, I speak directly to you. Now is the time to consolidate, congregate, communicate, and train with the civilian population. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to have a VPN. A man told you on this program that you need to have a minimum of $500. No, you need to have a minimum of $2,000 in the safe ready to go. You need to invest in gold and silver and precious metals. You need to train, communicate and train some more. But most importantly, this comes from a former Norse pagan. You need to convert to Christ, repent and rebuke your sins, and arise above the ashes as the phoenix you all are. To the sheriffs, police department, National Guard, and reservists, on standby in every major city, be ready. Stay calm, be alert. This is only just starting. Remember, God is the Almighty, Christ is King. Stay away from government-issued MREs. They contain vet drugs and neurotoxins. Invest in all dry good foods that you can. Pet owners, invest in meds and dry food while you can. Study up on what is safe and dangerous to feed your animals when it comes to human food. Carry a rifle, body armor, medical, and a minimum of 4 to 5 mags in your vehicle at all times. Carry a pistol on you at all times. Remain vigilant, not paranoid. Be ready. But most importantly, maintain a gray man target. Be prepared for emergency response systems to be hit with a cyber attack. Remember, these people have obtained police uniforms, have access to ERs and hospitals. Police and sheriffs, National Guard and reserve stations alike, if and when this attack does happen, it will hit all of you. Hospitals, schools, banks, substations, water plants, all of you are prime targets in the eyes of these people. Please remember to not be afraid, folks, but be alert and vigilant. Stick together and communicate. That is all I have.
Well, thank you for calling and thank you for your service. We're honored to have you in the program today. And thank you for arming our audience with the intel that they need to make sure that their loved ones and themselves are safe through all of this. So thank you so much. Let's turn to Lee. Lee, welcome. Lee, it's from my understanding you're a former Marine and you wanted to join our show to give us some insight on all of this. What is on your mind?
Hi, Brianna. Thank you for taking my call. I think there's some insight that people are missing when it comes to Iran. They're out of water. Their reservoirs are dry. Their wells are dry. At times when they are able to get any water through their system, it's coming out usually black or brown, and then it clears out. But they get in trouble for running that much water. It's so bad there. And so I think what's going on here with this decapitation strike is that entire country, anywhere from 10 million to 40 million or more people are out of water, and it's going to turn into a civil war. That's the main reason I think the Iranians were protesting. We're talking about their economy going down, you know, down the tubes. Their currency is worthless, and then they're out of water. They're ripe for a civil war. And so we are just taking the not only the nuclear weapons out of the equation, we're also taking out the people who caused all of this. Their wells are dry. Their reservoirs are empty because of certain civil projects that the IRGC put into place years ago. And it's because of those that they've created this situation. So just take the evil out of the equation, which is what has been happening in Iran since 1979. I've watched this entire thing play out since I was a child. I was 9 years old when they took over the embassy. There's a lot of Marines right now. They're very happy because Mamgani or Kamani, he was involved in that. So it was the right thing to do. Let the Iranian people figure it out. We can help them out when it comes to getting water to them. But they need to decide what their government's going to be. We're just standing here on the outside taking out the main entity. And the biggest problem is these people who created that situation with their hands on nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Lee, I think you're spot on that. And thank you for your service. And thank you for calling in for that. It's something definitely to keep our eye on, of course. And we want to hear from you veterans. So the lines are open for vets to call in right now. Then we'll go to opinion, of course, afterwards. 877. This is the number on your screen right now. 877-789-2539 is the number to call into. Lee, thank you for that. We greatly appreciate it. We also have another individual on our line. Blue Falcon is the name that I've been given. Blue Falcon, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Brianna?
Good. How are you?
I'm just doing well. I just I can't believe what we have going on in our world right now.
Yeah. It's rough to say.
And I know my men are fighting, and I used to sit there and patch them up. But Godspeed, don't stop. And God damn it, we better fucking win this. Otherwise, we're done. That's it. Please send that to Trump. I don't fucking care. Send it to Greg Abbott. Tell Greg Abbott to stand down. We need Doc Chambers in there. Period. You're done, bro. You're too country club. We need some balls.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm out.
Blue Falcon, thank you for calling to the show. Yeah, I mean, it's really frustrating here in Texas because, and thank you for your service, my friend. I appreciate your call today. It's really frustrating sitting back and watching because, well, in Texas, it's been going on for years now. Greg Abbott's trying to take credit for making EPIC, which is the East Plano Islamic Center, change their name to The Meadow. And he's trying to take full credit for it, but that's not the case. He did not play a role in that. Christian conservatives here in Texas did. I was there for the hearing. They flooded the courtroom when their hearing was taking place. They were outraged. They were enraged. They were making it well known that they didn't want that land that was purchased to be developed on. That's the individuals who are responsible for that. Greg Abbott's been absolutely useless. He's well-funded, though. This is the problem. And there's really no challengers who try to. I know everyone's pushing for Chambers, I believe his name is, Doc Chambers, if I'm not mistaken. I know everyone's pushing for that. But, you know, it's really frustrating because Greg Abbott's such a bad, bad governor in the sense that he doesn't do anything and he allows all this to go down without any pushback. And so right now Texans are dealing with a harsh reality. This has been going on for years now, that these LLCs, which are Chinese, or they pretend to be Christian, or they pretend to sound like they're an actual business, come in, purchase up land, old churches, old buildings, and then they transfer it over to Islamists, and the names quickly change very, very quickly. And there's nothing that we could do as people to prevent this from happening. This has been going on for far too long, and people like Greg Abbott have refused to do anything about it because they were too worried about pissing off Muslim Americans in this country. And so they stood on the sidelines, and now that it's polling well, they're stepping in on this issue, and they're pretending to be the heroes that we need, but it's far too late. And it's the reason why, sadly, I mean, you know, I was just having a conversation. I've got to get out of here. I mean, DFW has been overtaken. Over the last 2 years, 24 mosques have gone up. That's not even including the Islamist centers that are in the area. I mean, we are surrounded. We are surrounded. And when we're talking about these sleeper cells, these suspected and known terrorists that were let in, I have a bad feeling that our own federal government can't find them. And when you can't find them, it's probably likely that they're hiding out in places that those would deem, if you consider Islam a religious, if you consider Islam as a religion, you wouldn't be able to go into the mosques and other places to be able to get a hold of these people. And so it's very likely that possibly they're there. Again, I don't have any insight on that specifically, but our own federal government has surrendered. Our local government has surrendered. And over the last couple of years, there's been over, what, we have 330 mosques in Texas so far. All of our major cities here are surrounded. And if you're wondering why, well, obviously, we have a lot of energy facilities. That's what Greg Abbott calls it, energy facilities. And so those energy facilities now have seen a step up in security over these last few hours because, well, Greg Abbott knows that they're hot targets. And that is likely the reason why we've seen all these mosques going up in Houston, in Austin, in Dallas, and other places throughout Texas. And so truly no surprise there. But yeah, I'm with you on that. It's a truly infuriating that we are dealing with this right now. But this is what we've been warning about. Amy Mack is one of the only individuals who has been on this from day one. She's been in this fight for years now, over a decade, warning those in Europe when it was too late for Europe. She started warning Americans, it's happening here. She was watching, and people call it fear-mongering. People get really upset about this. People call all different names, but she's been watching what they're saying inside of their I guess you'd say their speeches that they give. And, it's really bad. It's really bad, folks. We're hopeful that nothing will happen on the homeland, but we're prepared for the very worst. And I think that's where we stand on this issue. That's where I stand. And that's the reason why it's not fear mongering. It's meant to tell our audience what we think could possibly happen and what we're hearing from our friends who are currently within the federal government. They're trying their best to protect the homeland. And we're trying to pass that information on to you, the American people. I want to get to our next caller. Let's welcome back in Savage Dog, who is obviously a regular on this show. Savage Dog, it's an honor to have you on. And as always, thank you for your service, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. I'm going to change up a little bit. First, Simplify Lee, my brother, Marine, he said it pretty well. And then the first caller, supply guy in the Army. Yeah, logistics, I was a radio tech. You know, comms and supply, man, you don't fight a war without comms and bullets. So, all respect to my grunts out there, but, it takes a team. Speaking of team, I want to say, you're sweating DHS being downsized or underfunded. But look, my DHS team is sitting right by my bed. And I'll go ahead and call them by their code names, Mr. Smith, Mr. Wesson, Mr. Colt, Mr. Mossberg. DHS is out of commission. They won't be able to catch them. Well, okay, catch them in the act and send them to their 72 Virginians. Stay frosty, stay strapped. And make sure you protect the homeland. You're the militia. All of you, you're the militia. Act like it. You don't have to swear an oath. You're it's your job. And as far as the, I think he was an airman, by his call sign, said that he sewed up a lot of his brothers and sisters, and calling out, quote, Governor Abbott, it sucks. And I was a contractor in Iraq, and in Fallujah, and you didn't fly helicopters during the day unless you had a medical emergency. And I saw helicopters flying out of our medical center, or, you know, our clinical, whatever you want to call it, MASH unit, a few times, and I knew what was on that chopper. And so I get his tears, and I get his frustration. But this is the thing. You don't fight because you hate who's in front of you, but because you love who's behind you. And if we don't get this done now, there's no telling what'll happen in the future with Iran. They've shown, like we got, 200 something of my brothers killed in Beirut in 83, because of Iran. Just so much because of Iran. We take out Iran, we might have a huge Christian nation smack dab in the middle of the caliphate. And that would be a bigger ally than Israel, who I think the Israeli government hates Christians. There's so much good that would happen out of this. There is no downside. Well, yeah, but we're just doing Israel's bidding. Look, if someone I don't like has the same exact goal as I do, enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to not do something because I'm a petulant child and I don't like who's on my side. We fought the Germans alongside the Soviets. You just sometimes got to do what you got to do. And I think this is a righteous war. I think this is I think it was a brilliant strategy. I didn't even know until Anna, your guest, said that, you know, we followed Israel into this. Therefore, it's a treaty and not an overt act by the president. Therefore, we don't need to declare war. We're just helping Israel. That's fifth dimensional chess. You know, everybody's like, well, Trump's fifth dimensional chess on every single thing. You're just a retard if you think everything he does is brilliant or whatever. This was brilliant. Congress can't stop it. I think we're gonna be there till the job's done. I think Iran has lost its mind, essentially, bombing every single nation around it. What the hell are they thinking? We're gonna hit Dubai. We're gonna hit Saudi Arabia. We're gonna take out it.
Savage dog. We're about to hit a hard commercial break right now. I didn't want to cut you off there, but no, you're 1,000% right. We're all wondering what the hell they think.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.